WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The Westlake High School community in Waldorf is in mourning this weekend after two of its seniors were killed in a crash on Friday. Colin B. Pat and Desmond Cook were killed when their car hit a pole and split in two Friday afternoon. A third student, Caleb Marshall, was sent to the hospital with serious injuries. Principal Michael Meisner says psychologists and counselors will be available for students on Monday. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is vetoing legislation prohibiting the release of people from jail if federal immigration officials had requested they be detained.
Governor McAuliffe says the bill sent an anti-immigrant message and was unnecessary because the state's law enforcement authorities already work closely with federal immigration agencies. McAuliffe vetoed similar GOP-backed legislation last year. Lawmakers can try and undo the governor's vetoes next month, but Republicans have not been successful in doing so far. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It should be a familiar story by now. The 13th phase of SafeTrack gets started today, and the lucky areas affected this time are the southern ends of the blue and yellow lines. You'll have fewer trains to work with between Franconia, Huntington, and Reagan National Station. In addition, this weekend, buses are replacing trains on the orange, blue, and silver lines downtown between Smithsonian and Federal Center Southwest, and up on the red line between Forest Glen and Silver Spring. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' office says he will adjust his testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee in writing. Sessions had earlier denied any contact with Russians in his testimony. Some Democrats, though, say a written submission is not sufficient.
Other Democrats on the Judiciary Committee requesting an inspector general investigation into why Jeff Sessions recused himself, so perhaps another inquiry taking place on the issue of Russia.
That's correspondent Manu Raju. It's apples and oranges. Vice President Mike Pence says the comparison between his use of a private email account as governor of Indiana and Hillary Clinton's use of one as Secretary of State.
As Indiana's governor, Mike Pence used a personal email account that was at one point hacked. Messages that were made public included several dealing with how many Syrian refugees might be resettled in the Hoosier state, and others dealt with men arrested on terror charges.
There's no comparison whatsoever between Hillary Clinton's practice of having a private server, mishandling classified information, destroying emails when they were requested by the Congress and by officials.
Pence's emails were released after a Freedom of Information Act request from the Indianapolis Star.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Anti-Defamation League wants law enforcement to stay alert, saying Juan Thompson of St. Louis may only be responsible for a handful of the many threats against Jewish institutions this year. ADL Center on Extremism Director Oren Segal.
Thompson made a number of threats against Jewish institutions using his ex-girlfriend's name, as well as other threats in his own name. Even as Thompson was allegedly calling in bomb threats, he was making pro-JCC statements on his social media accounts.
He calls the current wave of threats, quote, unprecedented. It appears the Federal Reserve is ready to go forward with interest rate hikes this year. In a speech yesterday, Chair Janet Yellen says the job market is getting stronger and inflation is edging toward the target rate of 2%. She also says the Fed expects steady economic improvement to justify additional rate increases. Rates had been kept down to spur the economy after the 2008 recession. Sports, the Wizards fall to the Raptors. The Caps hosting the Flyers tonight. In spring training action, St. Louis beat the Nats in 10. The Eels fall short of Pittsburgh. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
We promise. It's winter.
Warmer weather continuing to settle in here.
Even if the weather isn't always acting like it.
Showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east this afternoon. 69 degrees.
From seasonal storms to unseasonably high temperatures. Depend on us to keep you informed.
We do expect the precipitation to mix with and change to sleet and freezing rain.
In Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks on the Weather Channel.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
7:05 now, getting the latest from James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All of the lanes on all the freeways in our area look good, except for maybe 295 here in D.C. Northbound just before Benning, you've got a right lane taken out. That's a work zone, but it's on the lighter side of traffic this weekend. 95 in Maryland, northbound just past Maryland 216. We've got an accident still blocking that left shoulder. We've also got an accident on Highway 4 southbound. This is between Wason's Corner and about Bayfront Road. And in Virginia on 95 southbound just before Falmouth, we've got a left lane taken out. That's a two-car crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny but staying chilly today in the only to the low 40s, down to the low 20s tonight. Tomorrow looks sunny in the low 40s again. Right now 21 in Herndon, 23 in Hyattsville. We're 27 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And it's always great to get your perspective. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Lots to talk about. Want to get to the Jeff Sessions hype and sensationalism. Also want to get to the latest on Obamacare, what's going on the Hill. But first, some what is almost old news at this point, and that's the president's speech. And I just wanted to get your perspective, because I consider you not only to be a journalist, but also a historian. So we have your perspective, and you spoke with 4 other presidential historians. So now we'll get the perspectives of 5 historians on the president's speech.
Well, Winston Churchill once said, "History will prove me right, for I shall write the history." It turns out that historians of all kinds of different political persuasions agreed that this was a new and improved Donald Trump. He spoke in complete sentences. He didn't call enemies names. He didn't single out individuals for criticism. And he was upbeat. The term bleak has been used for his inaugural address and earlier speeches he made, or his 77-minute press conference, and most recently, his speech at the Conservative Political Action Committee. But there was nothing bleak about his nearly hour-long address to a joint session of Congress last week. Henry Olson of the Ethics and Policy Center, author of an upcoming book on Ronald Reagan as a reformer, said that this is the beginning of the Trump agenda and that he rallied conservatives without insulting Democrats. David Petrushka, author of 4 books on presidential election years, told me that this was Trump's best speech, that he has rallied his base, and he says he will need to, because some of the things he talked about, notably infrastructure, are definitely non-conservative items with a price tag on it. The venerable political scientist Norm Ornstein of the American Enterprise Institute warn that Trump had no real agenda at this point and was not sketching out a full vision. Again, he conceded it was the best speech Trump ever gave, something that Donald Trump is reportedly telling visitors to the Oval Office. And finally, Matthew Dalek, again, author of a book on Ronald Reagan and a professor at George Washington University, praised Trump's speaking style and upward glance, but he said he really did not know where he was leading the country and whether he truly had a new vision or not. I would say, coming from such a disparate group, it isn't too bad.
I want to turn to the Attorney General and this whole brouhaha over his so-called meetings with the Russian ambassador. And the first question I would have for you, John, is the damage control. He moved very quickly to recuse himself. Was that a smart strategy on the part of the administration and the Attorney General?
One of my favorite novels, The Paper Dragon, by the late Evan Hunter, had a line in it about someone who has to reveal something highly personal in court or lose a case that will ruin his reputation. Face your problems and they vanish, goes the admonition he hears from a beloved relative. So it was with Jeff Sessions. He faced his problems head on. The charge that he may not have told the truth when he was asked about meetings with officials from the Russian government. It turned out that then-Senator Sessions last year met twice with Russia's ambassador to the United States. Now, he promptly said that he would recuse himself from any investigation, that he did not lie because he assumed this meant people from Moscow in the government and not the ambassador, whom senators, particularly those on the Armed Services Committee, meet with all the time. In any event, he moved quickly, he dealt with the situation, and moved on. The only people who are calling for his resignation are a few very bitter Democrats, notably Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who tried to stop his confirmation in the first place. I would say that Sessions might be down by the revelation, but he got off the mat pretty quickly and landed a blow or two.
John, one thing about the Sessions meeting in his office, he wasn't in there alone with the ambassador from Russia. He had staff around him, right?
No, and I'm getting a little bit fed up with these reports of a secret meeting, a clandestine conference, when the fact is that in the two instances, Senator Sessions met with the Russian ambassador with other people around him. There was nothing secret about these meetings, and certainly nothing clandestine.
And he met with the Ukrainian ambassador the next day, I understand.
Yes, he did. And remember, you're talking about countries that are blood enemies at this point. And the Ukrainian ambassador is someone who, along with his president, President Poroshenko, has a lot of friends on Capitol Hill.
You travel the circles in Washington. Tell us a little bit about the diplomatic corps from the standpoint of how a politician would deal with them and sort of how they would consider them. You touched on it a second ago, but just tell us a little more about the ambassadorships and the people in the diplomatic corps and how they relate to our members in the government.
I've known scores of ambassadors from many different countries, have interviewed them, have been guests at social occasions, as well as discussions at embassies over the year. The near common denominator is whether it is the ambassador from Russia, from Canada, from Germany, or Austria, or the United Kingdom, or France. All of the people who are the diplomats in charge of the office force in the embassy are, by and large, career diplomats. The men and women who come here are largely unknown figures in this country and even on the world stage beyond the previous embassies they served in. My friend Sir Peter Westmacott served with distinction as the United Kingdom's ambassador to Turkey and to France, as well as doing stints in the Foreign Office under foreign secretaries of both parties before coming to the United States as ambassador to Washington, D.C. Again, a very distinguished man and a delight to know, but a career diplomat. One can call them the striped pants boys and girls. One can call them the careerists, but that's who they are. So to a United States senator, most of these diplomats look alike. One exception, and I'd better mention this because he had me in for coffee last week. Joe Hockey, ambassador of Australia, was his country's finance minister. The exact title in Canberra is treasurer, and he was someone who worked closely with the last two prime ministers of the center-right party, Tony Abbott and John Turnbull. He is the exception to the rule of careerists. He was an active politician who was near the highest levels of power. It would be like the last two presidents naming their secretaries of the treasury as ambassadors. And that's a very rare case indeed.
Coming up next, we'll talk with John Gizzi about the lack of President Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You may have heard that he said he's not going to attend this year. That's next, but first, traffic and weather.
We have a lane taken out on 295 here in the district on the northbound lanes right around Benning Road. It's a right lane that's taken out. It's a work zone. Should be picked up here before too long. We do have a problem on 95 northbound through Maryland. This is right at Highway 216, exit 35. It's an accident on the left-hand shoulder. It's still there. Several emergency vehicles. You won't have any problems seeing it. 95 southbound through Virginia right at Falmouth. We've got an accident taking out a left lane there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold out there this morning. Feels like 21. It's actually 27 now in D.C. We're not going to get too much higher today. We'll only be up to 42 this afternoon in the sunshine. Down to 21 again tonight for tomorrow. Look for the highs only to 41. Pretty much dry all weekend. Again, 27 outside right now, going to 42. 716 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday Morning Update continues on WMAL. We're talking with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Big news out this week, Donald Trump not attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You're a White House correspondent. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I have to tell you something. Historically, this is only the fourth time in a half century that a president has bailed on the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Going backwards, Ronald Reagan couldn't come in 1981 for a good reason. He was recovering from an assassin's bullet, but he did phone in his very funny monologue. Jimmy Carter in 1978 didn't go because of exhaustion, and Richard Nixon in 1972 threatened not to go because of some harsh relations with the press and made good on his word. Donald Trump said he was not going and wished everyone a very good night, including Vice President Mike Pence and White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. The problem is even bigger than this. Many people and many of my colleagues in the Fourth Estate had announced they weren't going to buy tables or attend the annual event because Trump was going to be there. Bloomberg News, for example, canceled its traditional after party. CNN suggested it was not going to participate. Do they now say they are coming back after the person that everyone toasts when they say to the President of the United States is a no-show, so it's safe to come? I would say that this dinner that we've been having since Calvin Coolidge was president is in for some buffeting around and possibly a lot more available tables than usual.
Senator Rand Paul went knocking on doors in a House office building trying to find the replacement to Obamacare. House Speaker Paul Ryan was on Fox News last night, and Paul Ryan reacted to Senator Rand Paul. Ryan said he likes Ryan Paul personally, but he added that, quote, Rand Paul is looking for a publicity stunt here. So what is the reality of where we are on the Republican replacement to Obamacare and why they're keeping it supposedly under lock and key?
Well, I would gently remind Speaker Ryan that members of the nation's most exclusive club, the United States Senate, mainline publicity. John McCain in 2001 and 2002 knocked on doors in the other house, the House of Representatives, to get support for his controversial campaign finance bill, which eventually became law. So it wouldn't be surprising if Rand Paul borrowed from the John McCain book of getting attention, because guess what? It's been a proven manual for success. He went over to the House. He asked for support for a change in the health care. Everyone wants to repeal Obamacare if they're Republican House members or senators. The question is it going to be repealed now and gradually and incrementally replaced with a market-based solution, or is it going to be repealed and eventually replaced with a new bill, Trump Care, for example, or Ryan Care, or Paul Care? The fact is that many members firmly believe that people have paid their health insurance already for the rest of the year, higher premiums and all, so they're not going to lose health care. The question is, what will they replace it with? The House was almost on the verge of a solution, but now they've backed off. The Freedom Caucus, the younger, more conservative members, have a solution. I would say that the devil is in the details, but the sketch of it will be a plan that allows people greater control over their individual health care plans, allows them to buy health insurance across state lines, and makes it possible for people to get off Medicare and try a plan of their own that they picked. A tall order, but again, it all starts with a little door knocking.
John Gizzi, chief political columnist, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Rick, and to all out there, have a pleasant March.
7:22, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Talk to him about the defense budget increases, the strikes in Yemen that took out an al-Qaeda bomb maker, and also whole talk about the diplomatic corps. What's the intelligence side of that? We're going to find out from Tony. Also, Mercedes Schlapp is on the way, and we're going to talk with her about the whole Jeff Sessions affair, and also about the president's speech and the approval of that speech as it's been reflected around the country.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month, and if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Be honest. Last time you saw your parents, were you afraid they might fall? If they do fall, do you think they could cope without help? If you're shaking your head, this message could save their life. We're Bay Alarm Medical, the number one rated help on demand service for seniors. We want to give you important safety information for free to help keep your parents safe at home. Simply call 1-800-600-1252. Bay Alarm Medical's alert service gives seniors instant access to the help they need at a touch of a button, 24/7, contacting family, friends, neighbors, or 911 services if needed without false alarms. Today's life-saving free information contains crucial tips we've learned keeping seniors safe for over 70 years. This free information can help prevent falls and make day-to-day life safer at home. For this important free information, plus a free quote on America's number one medical alert service, call 1-800-600-1252. That's 1-800-600-1252.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle. They'll tell you you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online. But that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Winter is still hanging on, so let's jumpstart spring with some savings. Now through March 14th, get up to 30% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Just use promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
After my pregnancy, I started getting spider and bulging veins in my legs. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
The caring professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million procedures, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are pain-free for the first time in years. I can wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Call to schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
So what could possibly be more embarrassing than being an accountant charged with the Oscars winning envelopes and handing the wrong winning envelope for the most important announcement of the year? What could be worse than that? How about this story from the Daily Mail in the UK? A lonely Japanese man who amassed more than 6 tons of girly magazines died when a huge pile of magazines fell on top of him. And even more tragically, the man's body was only discovered 6 months later when the landlord entered the flat to find out why the rent hadn't been paid. The man's death was revealed by a member of the cleaning team who said his company had been hired to remove the magazines discreetly in a way that would not be noticed by neighbors and the man's family to save them from shame. And the article comes complete with pictures of the piles of girly magazines. 728, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. A new wave of strikes is targeting Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which officials say could be just as dangerous to the U.S. as ISIS.
A dramatic escalation against Al-Qaeda in Yemen. U.S. warplanes conducted over 30 airstrikes in 2 days. A campaign approved by President Trump and delegated to the Pentagon to carry out. A former Obama administration official says attacking this terror organization is the right move.
It would be good news if the Trump administration continues to go after this group.
That's correspondent Barbara Starr. The man found guilty of assaulting and raping 5 women walking home from metro stations will now be spending the rest of his life in prison. 33-year-old Demetrius Banks of Riverdale, Maryland, was convicted of all 23 felony counts. His sentence, announced on Friday, is life in prison without the possibility of parole plus 82 years. Authorities said the assaults took place over a month in the summer of 2015. In each case, authorities said the women were walking back to their homes from a metro station when Banks approached them with a knife. The women were all robbed and 2 of them were raped. And searchers on the popular review site Yelp will soon be able to tell if an establishment offers gender-neutral bathrooms.
Yelp has unveiled a new feature allowing customers to find out which businesses offer gender-neutral restrooms, defined as a locking single-stall bathroom accessible to anyone. Yelp will crowdsource the information, allowing businesses to self-report and also collect data from customers who are checking into or reviewing companies on the platform. Within a few weeks, Yelp users will also be able to filter search results for firms that offer this option. Yelp has joined 52 other corporations and supporting a transgender student whose bathroom rights case will be heard this month by the Supreme Court. I'm Ann Cates.
Sports: the Wizards fall to Toronto. The Flyers visit the Caps tonight. In spring training action, both the Nats and O's lost. We'll check traffic and weather up next.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
Attention career seekers. DC's 17th Annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair is on Thursday, March 9th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Meet with companies like Republic National Distribution Company, Arlington County, United States Secret Service, U.S. Postal Service, Marine Corps, Prince William County PD, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Fairmont Washington, Avert University, Cumulus Media, and many more. That's Thursday, March 9th at Embassy Suites by Hilton Crystal City National Airport in Arlington. For more information, visit citycareerfair.com.
Meet Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Make sure to be safe for a rainy day. Isn't that something our parents always told us?
Exactly. When people come into our office, we're not changing everything they've ever done as far as their retirement goes, but we are changing the pieces a little bit to make sure that they have enough income coming in every month to enjoy retirement. And like we've talked about before, go on these cruises and travel and not worry about if the market's up or down, but to really enjoy themselves.
Join them Sunday afternoons at 3 right here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
7:33, now checking on traffic and weather. First, we head back to James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Steve, we've got a couple of problems to tell you about this morning. Just popped up in the last few minutes. Beltway Outer Loop right at 95. On the left shoulder, we've got a 2-car crash there. 95 through Maryland on the northbound lanes right at 216. Crash, that is still there. It's been there for about 45 minutes or an hour now. We'll let you know when it gets moved over. 95 southbound right at BW Airport exit. There's a truck reportedly on fire there. The fire department crews are en route now. Be sure and give them the right of way as they make their way there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny but staying chilly today, only into the low 40s, down to the low 20s overnight tonight. Tomorrow looks sunny in the low 40s again. Right now 20 in Burke, 19 in Bowie. We're at 26 degrees right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. SanaSpineSurgery.com. Get your game back.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives, it saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine, for all of us, where together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research, and, of course, National Security Analyst. See him a lot on Fox and other network channels. Tony, good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on. Good to be on.
All right. Sure. Yemen. We apparently hit Yemen with more than 30 airstrikes in less than 48 hours. And right. Among the targets, we took out an expert bomb maker. And the first question I have for you, and I haven't seen it in some of the articles that I've read on it, is there a relationship to this strike and the raid in which Ryan Owens lost his life?
If I were a betting man, I would say the two may very well be connected. And I think this, Rick, is a clear indication that certain folks at NBC who supposedly said that this raid with Owens didn't show any, didn't have any value are, let me just be blunt, idiots. Everything I've heard indicate that the one is related to the other. And yeah, the intelligence from that raid is helping drive these new actions. And this new action resulted in a number of very severe, very direct actions against the terrorists there, to include going after one of the main characters, the bomb maker. So I think the fact that we're having this discussion in public, these things happen all the time. And, raids happen all the time. But I think in this case, it's valuable to understand that the two are very likely linked. Everything I'm hearing, they are. And, we are being successful at driving against the terrorists there in the Yemen region.
Okay. One of the defense officials that is not quoted in an NBC article says, quote, in the article, "Under President Obama, we were focused on taking out the leadership, and we didn't put boots on the ground. Now we are focused on going after the leadership and the entire network." How much of a difference will that make as we go after al-Qaeda and ultimately ISIS?
Huge, and it's necessary. To defeat these terrorists, Rick, you've got to defeat the network. And this is one of the problems the Obama administration ignored. I mean, this is something that we who have fought this war understand. You cannot simply play whack-a-mole. You cannot simply kill the leader of the day and hope for the best, which was the Obama policy. And I'm not saying you have to put boots on the ground to do this. What you have to do is analyze, map, and then defeat a network. And this is something you may recall I'm famous for, something called Able Danger. Able Danger was the pre-9/11 effort to map al-Qaeda and go after the network. Simply removing, the wart does not get what's under the wart out, and it'll come back. So the idea here is a more comprehensive approach to actually going after the entirety of the evil, not just the guy on top.
All right. There is a story in the L.A. Times about the defense budget and the increase
right.
The president wants. Says Trump wants $54 billion more for defense. The military isn't sure what that means. What happens
right.
next? What happens on this?
Well, really, the president's got to explain what he wants to do with that money exactly. I mean, I don't think you can just like take the $54 million and go out to Vegas and run the tables and hope for the best. You've got to do something with it. So in this case, there are a bow wave of unfunded requirements, according to the folks I've spoken to at the Pentagon, very senior level generals and admirals. And what you need to do is have someone take a very hard look at what bang for the buck do you get. And this is where Congress really needs to come in and do its job. It's Congress's job through the committee process, through the hearing process, to actually ask those hard questions. Problem is this, Rick. Congress was actually offering more money than $54 million. So this is going to be interesting because Congress is actually going to push for a little bit larger budget. But it really, really is Congress's job to ask the hard questions about why exactly are we buying for this money.
All right, let me ask you a question because
sure.
you look at this from a completely different perspective. If you go to the Congress, you're going to look at that Virginia congressman down in Newport News who's going to say, boy, I'd like to get some more money spent in my district at the
right.
facilities here. If
right.
you go to the military and you go to an Army general, he's going to say, oh, man, I'd love to get more money for the Army. But you
right.
look at this from a completely different perspective. In other words, you're outside the forest looking at all the trees. If you
right.
had $54 billion, where would you put it in the military across the board?
Well, three things. First, look, the Navy really is hurting right now for some of their carriers. We have not had sufficient funding of simply just maintenance regarding the nuclear plants on the aircraft carriers, believe it or not. That's a big issue. We want to, before you start building new carriers, you better make sure the old ones work. Secondly, the Army has been put upon. We have the Army deployed more places than ever before in our history. I mean, we are literally in like over 100 countries. And we need to understand that, the Army is wearing down. We need to look at how we can recover some of that. And then thirdly, the Air Force and some of the things it's been doing, I would frankly cut the F-35, which is never going to bear the fruit that it's been promised, and look at how we can reinvigorate some other programs. And, yeah, I would take an investment of the A-10 and some other ground attack aircraft and do some things to modernize them, because we're going to be doing some ground attacks, as you just noted. We're going to be doing things in Yemen and other places for some time to come. And then we have to, I guess, last thing is look at long-term, what is this all really going to be? Because the Reagan budget for defense, Rick, you may remember, in 86, 87, after he funded this basic strategy to defeat the Soviet Union, he started allowing the budget to be cut. So, I'm a fiscal hawk and a a defense hawk. But, you know, I think you can actually be smart enough to do both. And that $54 million, a billion, you just got to figure out the best place for it.
All right, I want to touch base on the whole Jeff Sessions Ambassador Kislyak uproar that everybody's been making. I wanted to ask you specifically about the role of ambassadors and people in the diplomatic community. As an example, Kislyak has been called dangerous. Talk about diplomats from those countries that are somewhat less than friendly than other countries. They're not on the terror watch list, but, you know, they're not our allies either.
Right.
What kind of activities do they do when it comes to surveillance or quote-unquote spying?
Well, our ambassador to any country, their job is to defend the equity of the nation. And often they are the ones who are indeed in charge of everything within that country. I know for our diplomatic corps, the ambassador actually has a dominion over everything that goes on, to include spying. So, of course, he's overseeing it. If he's the Russian ambassador, that's his job. That's just the way it is. Is he any more dangerous than anyone else? No, I'd say he's more effective by the fact that he's doing his job. I mean, you don't have to like someone to acknowledge the fact that they're doing what they're supposed to do. So in this case, I think he's been probably, based on the photos I've seen, he was very effective in getting close to the Democrats in case the Democrats won. He was very effective in getting close to a few Republicans and having conversations.
It's just like a lobbying firm. You put money in both campaigns.
Precisely. And as what's ironic, Rick, is, you know, you see all these pictures coming out and confirmation of all these meetings he had with Democrats, for goodness sake. I actually heard a former Navy intelligence officer lie his behind off the other day, saying, this is never done. Of course it's done. The ambassador meets with all flavors of politicians, Democrat, Republicans, you know, whatever. It's to his advantage to do that. So I don't see anything, you know, bad or evil. It's just you may not like him being effective, but he's effective.
Well, Ambassador Kislyak made it to the White House 22 times during the Obama administration.
Go.
So I'd say that's pretty effective.
That's very effective.
And one
may
last
like
question.
It, but it is. Yeah,
I wanted to get your thoughts. I mean, you know a lot of people in the military. The idea of the widow of Ryan Owens being at the Capitol during the Trump speech, being acknowledged, people have said that she was a prop. How does that strike you as a, you know, former lieutenant colonel?
Look, I got to tell you, if the president asks you to come during the equivalent of State of the Union speech, I'd like to believe the base idea is that she was there to be honored. The chief petty officer's work was to be honored. And so I think this is one of those things where the media, no offense to you, Rick, is really kind of taking it out of context. Is the idea here is that we should be, you know, admiring the fact that she was there. She was given the chance to speak, and I think she appreciated it. So, you know, the man, her husband, served his life for the nation, and she was honored for his sacrifice. I just don't see anything wrong, political, or anything else about that. I think we ought to just see it for what it is, honoring the widow of a warrior.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you as always.
Oh, thank you. Always good to be on.
7:47, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Quick check of the traffic and weather. And Mercedes Schlapp is coming up from the Washington Times and the Fox News Channel.
Still seeing some delays this morning through Virginia on 95 southbound, right at Falmouth. We've got a right shoulder crash. They're working now on getting that cleared. It should be just a few more minutes, though. In the district, 295, right at the northbound lanes of Benning Road, we've got a right lane taken out. That's because of a work zone. 95 northbound, just past Highway 216, left shoulder crash through Maryland. And this truck fire earlier now has several emergency vehicles on the scene on 95 southbound, right at the BWI airport exit. It's off on the right shoulder. And the Beltway outer loop, right at 95, we've got a left shoulder crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for sunshine today, we'll be up to 42. Sunshine again tomorrow, up to 42. Of course, it warms up for Monday. We'll be up around 60 for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Our overnight lows tonight down to 21, down to 29 tomorrow night, so winter is not over yet. It is 27 degrees in Washington, heading to 42, and it's 7:48 on the Saturday morning update.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center, March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit NationalCapitalBoatShow.com. That's NationalCapitalBoatShow.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined by Mercedes Schlapp, co-founder at Cove Strategies. And Mercedes is also a contributor at the Washington Times, and you see her a lot on Fox News Channel. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning. How are you, Rick?
Doing well, thanks. You have an article in the Washington Times on Thursday. In the Sessions Obsessions, Democrats break out ugly playbook. Great headline. And, you know, we saw all the uproar from the media, but what does it tell you about what the Democrats are going to be doing down the road?
Well, I think that there's a clear narrative that the Democrats are pushing forward. You know, I think more so it's that of reacting pretty quickly and continuing the story of the Trump administration or the Trump campaign being closely linked to Russian officials. And so I think this week the Democrats seem to have overplayed their hand. I know that when I listened to the exchange between then Senator Sessions and Senator Al Franken, it was clear, it sounded to me very much that it was, he asked specifically about the continuous exchange between campaign officials and the Russian officials. And Sessions answered the question in the context of him being a campaign surrogate. So I think that it was an interesting, I think for the Democrats, they definitely overplayed their hand when they decided to say he lied, and then their eagerness for him to resign, without really having the full information that they need, at the time. You know, of course, I think that for Attorney General Sessions, it would have been smarter for, him to obviously clarify the record, and that's what he's going to be doing. I think also the fact that, they did ask, I think it was a Senator Leahy who had sent Attorney General Sessions a letter saying, has there been any contact with the Russians on campaign activities? And he responded, no. But I think that there needed to be more clarification. And I think that's why it was important for Attorney General Sessions to come out immediately and basically call out the Democrats as well as clarify his position.
I thought it was the classic hypocrisy and double standard when you have Nancy Pelosi coming out and denying that she'd ever met with the Russians. And actually, there's a picture of her having dinner with Medvedev.
Right.
And you've got Kislyak across the table. And when they tried to tap dance that, when her spokesman goes, she never had a private one-on-one with him. That's what she meant. Well, you know, well, that's not what she said. And then you've got Claire McCaskill, who came out and tweeted that in her 10 years on the Armed Services Committee, she had received no call or meeting with the Russian ambassador ever. That's what's in her tweet. And then in her own tweets from 2013 and 2015, she described a meeting and a call with Kislyak. She had to walk back her comments. So, I mean, you know, if you apply the same standards, that makes them liars, too, if they're going to call him a liar.
I joked around. It was kind of a serious joke, but it's on Special Report last night. We were doing our winners and losers, and I said the loser was surely the Russian ambassador because he's the loneliest diplomat in Washington. I don't think anyone's even going to want to have lunch with the guy. So, you know, I think that, you know, up to 30 senators, Democrats, actually met with this Russian ambassador. I mean, it's the job of the senators in Congress and members of Congress to meet with foreign officials. I mean, it's really part of the job. And, you know, for Senator Sessions, he met with the Russian ambassador, talked about Ukraine, talked about terrorism. It's not like this is not going to happen. And I think for the Democrats to try to pretend that they're clean in all of this and say, oh, I didn't meet with the Russian ambassador, and then you have a picture come out where they're together, I think it's just complete hypocrisy.
All right. At CPAC, you and your husband, Matt Schlapp, introduced President Trump. There was a speech at CPAC. Then the president spoke this week to the Congress on Capitol Hill. And I was watching CBS, and they were very, very favorable to the president after the speech. I was very surprised at what I, you know, heard from the CBS team, because typically they're somewhat skeptical of President Trump. But I thought they were very fair as they assessed the speech. There was a CNN ORC poll in which 57% of respondents said they felt very positive about the speech. 21% described the reaction as somewhat positive. 78% of the people found him positive. What a difference a day can make.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, talk about my winners and losers. My winner this week was President Trump's Tuesday speech, although it was short-lived. But I do believe that it was the one time in a long time that you found conservative and liberal commentators and basically on the same page, agreeing that it was an exceptional speech. He appeared presidential. And it's interesting for those of us who have actually, dealt with the president. What I loved about it was the fact that it was almost like the true Donald Trump came out, the one that we know, whose heart is very much in the right place to help the American worker, to help build this economy. And I think it was an incredibly effective speech. I think obviously you could see the influences of Ivanka in that speech in several moments. And the team effort that was put into that speech was, I think it paid off. And I think he really was aspirational. And I loved when he said, you know, the days of small thinking are over, and I like that idea of the boldness that of his agenda and his vision for America in a positive way. I think it was incredibly effective. I hope to see more of that in the future.
So the media has made it a pretty rocky road for the president since his election, well, even prior to the election and the inauguration. You're a former White House director of specialty media in the Bush administration, President George W. Bush. From the inside, what kind of momentum changer was that? I mean, we saw where it was going. We saw the speech. What does that mean inside the White House, especially when you're handling the media?
You know, I think that obviously they were very pleased with the president's performance. I think for this White House, obviously it's been a combative relationship with the media. You know, I think, you know, it's tough. Always in the beginning of administrations, you're going to have sometimes these rocky roads. And it's a lot of new people who have never been in these positions before. And this is a president who works basically 24/7. So I think, you know, there is this sense that what Donald Trump likes to do is just state it as, you know, say things as he believes are true. And I think with the media, he has felt that there has been unfair treatment. And I think, for the Trump administration and for his media shop, it's critical that they control the message, that they are, on this issue on Russia, for example, that they're able to, this is something they got to nip it. It's a story that keeps building and building itself out, and they need to just have the right and answer and continue not to just say, well, you know, no one's ever met with the Russian officials, or just be a lot more clear. And I think they could be a lot more effective that way.
Mercedes Schlapp, Fox News contributor and Washington Times contributor. And check out her article, that the opinion piece she wrote in Thursday's Times. The headline on it, In Sessions Obsessions, Democrats Breakout Ugly Playbook. It's all laid out for you in there. I mean, she hits on the Pelosi situation and the McCaskill. It's all there. So a very interesting article. And it's good fodder if you're going to be having a dinner with a Democrat tonight.
Thank you so much. Take care, Rick.
Thank you, Mercedes. And we're coming up on 8 o'clock, and it's a wrap for the Saturday Morning Update. And appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us. Garden Sense is coming up next on WMAL.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.